Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology today. Today's show is going to be all about the new moon, and I have a guest, two guests actually with me today, but our first guest is Jana Matthews, and she is a writer, workshop leader, and keynote speaker. For 30 years, she has been helping people manifest their dreams. She teaches people how to raise their vibrational frequency so they attract the best life has to offer. She provides insights and tools for personal and professional empowerment, energy balancing, emotional healing, and spiritual development. And Jana shares her wisdom on the new and full moons on her website, newmoonmanifesting.com. Welcome, Jana.
Thanks, Janet. I appreciate being here today.
Well, thank you. I was really excited to bring you in because I know I read your monthly blogs, or bi-monthly, I guess, when you're doing the moons. And I just really like the work you do, and I love how you tie in the new moon with manifesting. So I just kind of want you to start by telling my listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to be interested in the moon cycles.
I became interested in the moon cycles about, I want to say about 7 years ago. I've always been interested in astrology, but I became more interested in the lunar cycles because of how they affect our ability to manifest, because they influence our emotions. And emotions are the driving force behind how we manifest and what we manifest or don't manifest. And often our emotions get in the way. And so I started, you know, looking into the lunar cycles and using them to stay on task with my personal goals every month instead of doing, say, like a New Year's resolution and not really staying on top of it. And this way, you know, you're reviewing your goals, you've got ongoing information, you can adjust your goals, you can, you know, drop some of them if they're not working out, and it was a good way to stay on track with them. The other element with working with the new moons is it's a new cycle, and with that, it's always an opportunity for growth and starting over and reassessing situations. And so I just found it a good opportunity to really focus on my goals and stay on track with them.
Right. And, you know, of course, that's exactly how I got into the new moon as well, is that once I learned astrology, I realized, wow, there's this very powerful cycle. And of course, I always loved the moon. If you look on my website, mm-hmm. you know, I've got the moon. And inadvertently, you know, ended up with a logo whose picture of the moon is the same cycle the moon was in when I was born. And so I really got interested in that same thing, is that what is that new moon and the manifesting and all of that, and started watching how when I would set intentions with the new moon, how powerfully they came through for me as, you know, we got into either the full moon or even sometimes a little beyond that. So I totally understand that. You know, I don't know if you've ever read the book New Moon Manifest. Maybe it's just called New Moon, but it's by Jan Spiller.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, it's great. And she really goes into detail about what each of the new moons represents. And she even goes so far as to talk about when you have the new moon in your 11th house, which in the astrology chart is the house of manifesting, basically, or, you know, where mm-hmm. your vision or your dream comes about.
Right.
That when your new moon is there, that it's a very powerful time for you, and that there's a lot of manifesting available, a lot of manifesting energy available at that point in time. But again, you know, you could be manifesting what you do want or what you don't want based on, you know, what your mind is on and what you're thinking about, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's a great point. One of the other reasons that I like the new moon is just the fact that that, you know, like your astrology chart, the moons are another tool that you can work with to try to figure out where you're going in life. And each lunar cycle has a different energy with it. And so when you understand some of the elements of each cycle, it makes it easier to understand what you're going through, because nothing's more frustrating than to try to work through something when, you know, the stars aren't aligned for that particular situation for you. And so for me, it just helps understand the process a little bit better and maybe diminish some of the frustrations that can occur when you're trying to create something.
Absolutely. And then, you know, of course, this new moon is really important because it's the first new moon of the zodiac cycle, meaning that the new moon in Aries, and Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, we have like a whole new astrological year beginning here. And just so the listeners know, I know we're doing this show about 6 days early of the new moon, but I wanted to make sure that everybody had this information before the new moon, so that you could be thinking about what it is you want to manifest in your life and how you wanted to be able to use the energy of this upcoming moon. But the new moon is actually on April 10th at 2:35 a.m. if you're on the West Coast, and adjusted, of course, if you're further east. And it occurs at 21 degrees Aries. And so I think that makes it then, let's see, April 10th is next Wednesday. So if I had waited till the next day, we would have missed that new moon. So I wanted to catch the most powerful time for this. Now, Jana, we actually have several callers today that wanted us to talk to them about their chart. And I know I'm the one that has the chart in front of me, so we'll start with that, and then feel free to, you know, add anything that you might want to about, you know, how anybody could go about using the new moon energy as you want to jump in, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, so I'm going to take my first caller, and her name is Sue. Sue, are you out there? Sue? Okay, well, let's see. Maybe she's not on yet, but let's talk about Sue's chart just for a moment. Sue, maybe you're just listening, but your new moon is actually occurring in your first house. So it's interesting because the first house is ruled by Aries, so you have a lot of energy around starting something new for you right now, more than just the usual new moon. Of course, this new moon, too, also has several planets in alignment with it, not just the new moon and the sun, but also the planet Mars and Venus, and they're all basically sitting within just a couple of degrees of each other, and that really puts much more energy that's available for manifesting, because not only are you in your first house, Mars is also the ruler of that house, because it's the ruler in Aries. So a lot of energy for you, Sue, to get clear on what it is that you want for yourself, because the first house is your personality, who you are, and how you see the world. It's basically your viewpoint. What I find most interesting for you, Sue, is that the next new moon, next month in Taurus, which wouldn't you agree, Jana, that Taurus energy is very much about manifesting in and of itself?
Absolutely. And it's more on an earth energy, so it definitely is bringing things to fruition on an earth level.
Absolutely. And for her, when this new moon happens next month, it'll happen in her second house of money, self-worth and values, and it will be conjunct her natal Jupiter. So this will be huge for you, Sue, if you're out there listening, in terms of whether or not you're trying to bring in more resources or if you started on a new path of earning. And Sue, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me at janet@living-astrology.com, and I'll be happy to share with you more information. In the meantime, I also have Andy out there on the line. Andy, are you there?
Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And thank you so much for sending me your information ahead of time. I really appreciate that. And So we're going to take a look at where your new moon is. But first, kind of give me a background. What's going on in your life right now that made you decide to ask for some information?
Oh, well, I am in the relationship. Yes, I'm just starting a relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's on and off relationship, and I'm curious if there will be any developments, so maybe this new moon will help me. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, your new moon is actually occurring in your 10th house of career and profession. Do you have a work that that you do right now? Or
I do, and I have a part-time job, and I was hoping that there will be full-time opportunity. There was no announcements yet, but I'm planning to stay with this company.
So, you know, the one thing that I want you to remember about a new moon is it's about setting intentions, and that those become the powerful things that get created for you as you go down the line here through the moon cycle. So with a load of planets in the 10th house and in Aries, then it becomes very important for you to think clearly about what it is you want to manifest in terms of your job or career. Or it doesn't even really have to be a career. It can be your avocation, what it is that you are an authority in. Because with that number of planets sitting there for you, there's a lot of energy at your fingertips for getting where you want to go. Okay?
Let me understand. I am Gemini. So that means if I am interested at this present moment about this current relationship, I shouldn't put any effort. I should only put an effort into my career on the new moon.
Well, I mean, that's where the emphasis is, but it certainly isn't the only thing that you can manifest for yourself at any time. But if we go strictly speaking on what it is that's being emphasized for you right now in your chart, it really isn't the relationship. It's more along the lines of your profession or your career and how it is you want to bring that into the world. So it doesn't mean, though, that you can't manifest around the idea of a relationship, particularly because as you get down to next month's new moon, it will be in your 11th house, which is the power wish period or the power intention setting time. So you'll want to get very clear about what it is that you want to create in your life. If it's a loving, giving relationship, then that's exactly what you put out there that you are intending to create for yourself.
Okay, great.
Okay.
The time for the new moon on the 10th?
It's at 2:35 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So where do you live?
It's California. I'm in
California.
California,
so you're on my same time zone. So 2:35 in the morning. And Jana, I know you're still listening there. Do you normally set your intentions and your new moon work right after the new moon, or how do you work that?
I typically try to set it before. So I kind of have a rough idea, like I'll write out my goals the day before, a few hours before. And we're in that new moon for about a day and a half. So it's not, you know, you don't have to be on that precise energy moment to make it happen, but just make sure that you're setting them within that first day or two of the new moon.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it too.
You're saying manifesting, so that means, I understand, day or two, day and a half, we're in this energy. So do you need to write something on a paper and light the candle, or just say it to myself, or how should I do this to manifest this career growth?
Well, I think there are probably several ways that people go about doing this. For me, what I do is I write them down, like Jana, probably a day or so ahead of time, what it is that I want to manifest. But then I wait until at least the moment of the new moon or later, and then I get myself into a meditative state, and I just work through each of the things I intend. But you can do it with ritual if that's how you're comfortable. You can do it just by, you know, writing them out and, you know, putting them up on the board and saying them out loud if that's what makes you comfortable. Janet, can you think of any other way that people use their intentions at the new moon?
I think what you mentioned is the most important is just make sure that you're using some quiet time to sort of allow the inner guidance and wisdom to direct you. I just think that's the most important piece right there.
Yeah, and I'm with Jana on that one. The first 48 hours are the most powerful of the manifesting time, but most of us aren't going to be up at 2:35 in the morning. So, you know, maybe you do it with your morning meditation or your, you know, whatever ritual that you go through in the morning once you get up, because then that makes sense, right? You don't have to be up at 2:35 to do that.
Okay, right. So next month, if I want progress in this relationship, I should concentrate on May 11th, new moon, right?
Well, that's you don't have to do anything like that. You can certainly set intentions at any time and with any moon. All I'm really showing you is what the energy seems to be stacked up for right now. And for you, it's career right now. Next month, mm-hmm. definitely, though, it goes. It's the wish house. So whatever it is that you wish to intend, you can put that energy out there more strongly next month than perhaps this month. This one seems much more career-centered.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay?
Thank you so much. It was very interesting information. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, that was great. Good questions there, because that's a really good point, because the important part is to set those intentions, right, knowing what it is that you want to create, and then being able to go into that energy of the new moon, at the new moon or later, you know, within a few hours of it anyway, to be able to get that manifested. All right, let's see. Do we have Carlos on the line?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Carlos. How are you?
I am doing pretty well. Thank you for asking.
Good. And thank you so much for sending me your information today. And I noticed that you were born in Tustin, California. I used to live in just down the street from Tustin in the city of Orange. Actually, on Tustin Boulevard. I saw that. I went, wow, someone from my old stomping grounds.
Oh, it's too funny.
Yeah, so now what was your, did you have a specific concern about this new moon or a question about this new moon, or just in general, did you want to know what was going on?
Yeah, just in general, I want to see what's going on with the moon and all of the energies in respect to, like, you know, my chart, if that's possible.
Absolutely. So for you, this Aries new moon is occurring in your seventh house, which is the house of marriage. Partnerships or relationships, usually the kinds of relationships that are very close, not necessarily familial, but definitely much more of an intimate relationship. But you know what? We even throw business partnerships into this house because it is a house that really shows us how tight we can be with someone, because think about a business partnership. I mean, your finances are kind of intermingled. You're certainly with them a good chunk of a day or night, depending, you know, on what it is you're doing together. So it throws a lot of emphasis for you, at least in this next time period, on relationships. Does that seem to fall in line with what's going on for you in your life right now?
Yeah, it feels a lot like that. I've been meditating and just kind of ruminating over just that section of my life, and it feels like that's something that for now it's like it's taken such a huge part of like my usual thought pattern, so
yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Is it something that are you looking at a new relationship, or are you in one already that needs some help and some work with, or what?
I'm casually dating people, but it's like, you know, pretty non-substantial, I guess.
So here's probably the best use of the new moon for you is get clear. What is it that you want in a relationship? You know, who is it that if you could choose anybody, what would their characteristics be like? And I would get, you know, down to the nitty-gritty, the details. What do they look like? What do they like? How do you spend your time together? All of those kinds of things, because that helps you intend, that intention helps you to attract the right person to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. And then for you, you have your destiny in the seventh house. So that is an interesting place for destiny to be when you have a new moon. So two new moons are going to hit in this part of your chart, where you're looking at working with the energy of relationships. So be very clear. And if there's someone in your life that you are very attracted to, you know, look closely at that. What is it that attracts you to that person? And what are the qualities that you want to bring to that? Okay?
Okay, definitely.
All right? Good. All right, Carlos, and then hopefully, you know, you'll see how that works out for you, and then maybe next month when we do the new moon, you can call in and give us an update.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care. Hi, Jan. Are you still there, Jana?
I am still here. And I'm fascinated what you just said about the destiny being in a particular house, because I never really realized. I understand some parts of astrology, but not all parts.
Right.
So I appreciate that comment, because I'm looking at my chart right now, looking where my destiny is, and I'm actually kind of excited.
Where is
I'm in the 11th house with my destiny, so I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, so what sign is your destiny in?
It's in Pisces, I believe.
So with the new moon last month.
No. It's not Pisces. It's in Cancer.
In Cancer, okay. So a healer. So you're meant to be working with people. Sounds good.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm on track.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
You're in the right place at the right time. Okay, so I have my last caller, Danielle. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for calling in today, or for sending me your information. And you got it sort of right under the wire here. So I'm just now quickly looking at your chart. And for you, this new moon is occurring in your third house, which is the house of the mind and communication. And and in Aries, it sort of feels to me like this is a time for you to look at what your mind is creating for you. What are your thoughts? What's going on in your mind? Because you also have the planet Chiron here by birth.
Uh-huh.
And Chiron is a wound. It sort of shows us where there's something that has disconnected us from the joy we might otherwise be receiving through that particular house. So, for instance, mm-hmm. in the third house, that might mean that you're afraid to speak your mind, or maybe in the past when you've spoken up, you know, you've taken a hit as far as, you know, what people think about what you say.
Right.
And so this new moon becomes pretty powerful then in helping you overcome anything that has been in the way of you speaking your truth. And even so much as what is going on in your, you know, what are the thoughts that are keeping you or dragging you down that don't allow for you to speak your truth as clearly as you might want to. Does that sound familiar to you at all? Can you relate to that?
Yes, it does. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So be very clear when you set your intentions with this new moon then that you are able to speak your mind with ease and grace, and that in the highest and best good for you and for whomever you need to speak with, so that whatever it is you have to say doesn't come out, because you know Aries is ruled by Mars and it can get kind of confrontational, so you want to make sure that you don't get into confrontation.
Okay, good, all right,
well thank you so much, Danielle, and you have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. You as well. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Take care now.
Yes, you too.
All right. Now, we're going to switch gears, guys. We're going to move into a very powerful meditation that you can use with this new moon in Aries. And it's a 5-minute meditation. I have about 6 minutes left, so we're going to jump right in there. Cleo, are you on the line? Cleo? Michelle, is Cleo there? Jana?
I'm still here.
So in the meantime, while we're trying to get Cleo on the line here, is there anything different that you do with
I'm
the new
here.
Moon personally?
I was muted.
Oh, hi there. Okay, so let's jump into the meditation.
Okay, everybody take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And know that because Aries is such a high energy state, take a moment and breathe to ground into Mother Earth, sending a strong root system deep into the earth, knowing she holds you with great love as she grounds you here and now. So what does the Aries moon want to say to you? What lies in your path to honor? What is your intention within the energy of Aries? Your attention on your intention is what makes the difference. I'm going to make some suggestions, and as I do, don't try these ideas on with your mind, but go just a little beyond and feel them. Feel what it's like to embody what Aries is expressing. The moon is in Aries is here to help you with new beginnings, blaze new trails, a time of initiation and higher energy, and taking action with innovative approaches to awaken to self-discovery, exploration, taking risks. The competitive aspects of you all become alive during the Aries new moon. Consider your state of mind as Aries energy expands your warrior nature, shows you your inner courage, leadership, vigilance, and boldness. Aries energy opens you up to your independence through self-direction, self-reliance, autonomy, and self-sufficiency. Consider who you are with words like innocence, honesty, authenticity, impulsiveness, and straightforwardness. What do thoughts like knowing your physical body, survival issues, instincts, and assertiveness bring to mind? Aries new moon is also here to help you see with awareness what you can let go of. It's a perfect time to explore challenging issues such as self-absorption, lack of awareness of others, selfishness, vanity, impulsive actions, anger, and impatience. Just breathe and become aware, and then let it all go. The new moon in Aries affects your health in these areas: acne, eyes, head, face, scalp, brain, headaches, and dizziness. So pay attention to the messages your body sends you and honor them. Take this all in, gently knowing it's all within you. Take in these intentions with the love and the help of the Aries new moon. With gratitude, see this great being you know as Aries, loving you throughout this next cycle. You can do it with awareness and ease. And so it is.
Oh, that was awesome, Cleo. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful.
Just beautifully done. And the music was perfect. Perfect music.
Yay!
So, Jana, tell our listeners in the few minutes that we have left here, how can they reach you?
Best way to reach me is at my website, newmoonmanifesting.com.
Awesome. And from there, I know you have teleclasses and things like that that they can participate in at the new moon and the full moon, right?
That's correct. And I also have an essential oils class that that I'm teaching the first or the second Tuesday of every month. So lots of opportunities for healing going on.
I love it. I love the way that you structure that whole thing. And Cleo, not to leave you out, I hope you're still there. Can you tell our listeners how to reach you if they want a copy of this meditation or any other meditations?
Well, this week we're working on having copies for a new moon meditation each month. So in about a week, I think we'll have some things we can publish. You can reach me at innervision, but that's inner-vision.net.
Gosh, well, thank you so much for both of you for being here with me today and for sharing this time slot. And I so look forward to working with you both again next month at the new moon, okay?
Thanks, Jana. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And to the audience, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.